Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Beaker Bros. I am Sonia. Unfortunately, Janouni isn't able to join us today, but that's okay because we have a very special guest who may be able to help us out. For those interested in the world of knowledge translation and science communication, being able to disseminate knowledge in a manner that is both engaging but also in a manner that resonates with your audience of choice is everything. And in our opinion, Shania Boba, who happens to be our guest today, has been able to very effectively do that, not just in traditional forms of media, such as through books and through her nonprofit. She's also been able to do that very effectively over social media. So today we're going to have a little bit of a conversation with that. And with that being said, welcome, Shania.
Hey, Beaker Rose and everyone listening. Thanks for having me. And it's a happy first Monday of 2023 that we're recording.
That being said, how are you, Shania? How are you starting your new year?
I'm starting my new year. I walked on my treadmill and did my emails this morning, and I am drinking an espresso. And I am just organizing my morning before we go into meetings. So that's my morning. It's been great. I think I'm excited for this new opportunity to indulge in new activities and hobbies and really test myself and test my discipline. So, yep, I'm amped.
Cool. Any hobbies in particular or just like rolling with it?
Just rolling with it for now. I really want to start pottery, and I potentially might, it's not a new hobby, but I hope to potentially do some ballet classes or dance classes of some sort.
Ooh, that's exciting. Well, I wish you the best on that.
Thanks.
We will get started on our first question then. So, since our theme is storytelling, knowledge translation, all that jazz, we were curious where that journey initially began with storytelling and where your desire, whether that is intrinsic or extrinsic, to tell a story, where that desire comes from.
Well, the desire started as a kid. I always wanted to be a child actor. And so I actually auditioned for a science TV show with Robert Irwin, Steve Irwin's son. He was the crocodile hunter, if anyone is familiar. And in the audition, they made me explain a science experiment in a child-friendly way. And at the time, I was 12. And so I quickly, you had like 30 minutes to get any supplies you needed for this second round of auditions. And so I got a balloon and explained electricity. And I ended up getting the TV show. We filmed episodes. And then they wanted me to move to Australia. And my mom said no. So because Discovery Kids Asia wanted to pick up the show and air it. And the co-host was in Australia. So that was the end of a very short-lived dream. And that it honestly just cascaded into me going to university, being in communications as my major and a minor in health studies, and seeing this gap in health communications. And like, there was no courses on health communications, so I tried to make up my major. And all of my courses, whether I was doing a comms course, it was always health related. And then if I was doing a health course, my topic or my project or my assignment was communications related. So I would try to blend the two all throughout undergrad. And really, it's from realizing that there's so much great research out there. Like, there is so much fabulous knowledge, but no one knows about it. And the people that need it most don't know about it. And I think I just am someone who likes to build things. And so I saw this as a gap that I could dedicate my life to.
With, first of all, very cool story. Second, specifically with the health communication aspect, where do you see the disconnect between specifically with Canadian public health, or if you want to look at it even on like a smaller scale with Ontario public health, where do you see the disconnect between that and health communication?
I think there's a disconnect. One, every single industry I find in the world, and specifically in Canada, is so siloed. The academics are in a silo. The communicators are in a silo. The corporations are in a silo. The politicians are in a silo. Like, I think there's just a lack of connectivity between groups. So that's communication error number one. And on top of that, health communications is particularly a gap because, again, scientists are not communicating with the media. We are not as researchers thinking about PR. Like, public relations should be an integral role of every group, whether you're a research group or a university or a large corporation, because if people don't know about you, you simply can't make the impact that you hope to make. And there's this quote, I don't know who said the quote, but it's like, if you're not online, you don't exist. Like, it's so harsh to say, but we live in such a digital world right now that if you don't share your stories or potentially share what you are learning or call out to the world and ask that you have, then you might not get anything in return. And I think that's the same for health communications.
To sort of flip that on its head a little bit. So, in regards to like not being online, I feel like it could be, this may be a biased question. So, if I'm inaccurate the way I'm phrasing it, let me know. But given the fact that social media is arguably pretty saturated right now, with even with science communicators, I would say, granted, a lot of them aren't as effective as others, I'm sure, as you've come across. But given, I guess, the saturation of people on social media right now, how are you able to carve out your niche in a manner that is worthwhile to make it or to be online, if that makes sense?
That's a great question. I think my first question back to anyone who's listening, who's potentially thinking about ways to curate their own niche or their own spot on the internet is, what's your purpose? Like, what is your point of being on the internet? I think there's so much toxic, trendy stuff on TikTok and social media right now, being like, I made this much money being a creator, like, blah, 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 blah. But that's not purposeful. That's actually not hitting your why whatsoever. There's a three answers I'd say to carve out your niche. Number one is, if you are in a professional world where you want to share your learnings in hopes of mentoring students or mentoring younger professionals, then maybe you're posting on LinkedIn learnings that you've had from your own experience, and those are unique to you. There is no replication of that. Number two would be, if you are trying to intentionally create content to build an audience, depending on what, again, your purpose is with that. So if your purpose is to build branding around you, whether you're in law or dentistry or working in public health, then understand how to do a market analysis. So essentially, creating a brand is like building a business. What's the market like? Who are the top performers? What's your competitive edge? What are your key performance indicators? And structure your plan like you would a business, because everything in life is a business, from our institutions, our schools, to how we run projects. They all kind of operate similarly. And number three would be, learn how to create a community of people who are like-minded. And again, it goes back to, what is the point of that? So I think my question for anyone asking would be, really be intentional with your time, because time is money, essentially. And if you could be spending your time better, then that would be my recommendation. But it's just kind of being very strategic.
And what did that look like for you when you were first getting started versus now?
And I'd like to preface that by saying, I have no strategy and I still don't have a strategy. So I'm actually trying to take my own advice this year and strategize a bit better. But I kind of just went with my instincts. I honestly only ever used social media before I became Well by Shania as a photographer with a photography business. So I was Shania Captures. I got all my clients through Instagram. I did events, weddings, babies, engagements, you name it. And so I understood social media as a tool for businesses. I didn't really see it as a consumer. And I think that's what gave me the advantage I did when I did start, is because I've always just seen it as a business. I then started Well by Shania because I knew I always wanted to be an author. And well, actually, my family was like, Shania, before you graduate university, or by the end of graduation, you need to be publishing a book. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And I literally went on Google and said, what do authors do before they launch a book? And one of the things that popped up, I think it was like a Medium article, was they have a social media page. And so That's when I created an Instagram and it just went from there. And now we're here, 2 years later.
Lo and behold, here you are. But okay, very interesting. Yeah, I'm just starting to get into that framework of how I utilize social media because even now, we've had conversations about this, not to switch the conversation, but the only thing I really use social media for is Instagram, maybe like 30 minutes a day. So if anyone resonates with that or is solely a consumer, whether on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, consider shifting your mind there. But to follow up on that, do you think social media is a sustainable avenue for storytelling? So whether what you're doing or just in general.
I think social media is a great tool to amplify any message, whether your message is a personal message or a health research evidence-based fact that you wanted to share with the world. I think it's a great tool. I think that practicing your skills on social media, both communication, presentation, your ability to storytell is a skill in and of itself. And whether, let's say social media died, let's say Instagram and TikTok were no longer here, there is going to be a next thing. There's always going to be a new platform that your skills are transferable. I don't see there being a platform being like as popular as TikTok and Instagram that don't include images, don't include the opportunity to videotape yourself, and don't include text. And those are three vessels to communicate a message, whether you're audio storytelling, video storytelling, or written storytelling. And so I think exercising that skill for free on these platforms is absolutely fabulous.
To see if I have your understanding correct, it's all about being able to phase shift. So it's preparing what you have now and the resources that you currently have to when something changes and the market shifts and the platforms shift to be able to communicate on those. Is that fair?
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. So now the last question that I have for you is if you could restart your storytelling journey. So, I guess for the days of when you want to be a child actor and start it all over again, what is something that you would do differently, if anything?
That's a great question. I think from the get-go, just being a bit more intentional and strategic with what I'm posting and how I'm posting, I think that it's really important to, I think it's really important to be focused on one thing when you're starting out rather than 10 different things. And I think, again, it goes back to like business. Like, you are providing a service for your users, for your consumers, for your audience. What do they want to see? Make them content that they want to see and continue to do that. And you'll get to a point where you're able to share content that you want to and parts of your life along the way. But again, remembering the framework that you're building. And that's what I'm trying to do starting Q1.
Gotcha. First quarter, we're gonna see a whole shift in your content. It's interesting as an adult, I feel like it's easy to, or not easy, but it's easier to have that mindset. But when you're a kid and you're starting to get exposed to social media, do you have the same advice that you would give to a young person that's trying to get online?
I would give the same advice to a young person. I think it's finding an easy way to storytell on something you're passionate about because that is shared through that vessel, whether it's a video and a picture or a text, right? When you're passionate about whatever it is you are creating and you are focused, passion matching focus is productivity, you will excel in any area.
Gotcha. Okay. The way I worded that question might have been a little like boomer-ish, but hopefully it doesn't come off like that. But okay, very cool. Well, with that being said, Shania, thank you very much for your words of wisdom. That was very informative.
Thanks for having me, Sonia.
No worries. And audiences, thanks for joining us on another episode. If you have any comments or queries, feel free to shoot us an email. Check us out on social media, Instagram, TikTok. But yeah, that's this episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.